The U.S. should penalize harmful lies. Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. once said that free speech doesn't allow someone to shout in a crowded theater falsely. Today, many people make false statements similar to this, leading to serious consequences like illness, death, and harm to democratic processes. Falsehoods can be either mistakes made by people who believe they are telling the truth, or lies told by those who know they are lying. It's important to distinguish between these when considering penalties. Penalizing falsehoods might discourage open discussion. Generally, democratic societies protect individuals, even if they lie. Correcting false information is usually better for democracy than censoring or punishing people for it. The government should act against harmful falsehoods. The U.S. Constitution permits the government to do more to prevent defamation, and it should, especially when false statements threaten public health, safety, and democracy. However, banning all falsehoods would harm freedom because lies are part of everyday conversations. While jokes and satire are usually harmless, some falsehoods can cause serious damage and need to be addressed. The First Amendment should offer different levels of protection to false statements based on the speaker's intentions and the potential harm their words might cause. Speakers who unknowingly spread false information should receive more protection than those who deliberately lie, especially when those lies can cause immediate danger. Counterspeech: respond to lies with truth. Counterspeech, which advocates for countering false statements with truthful ones, opposes government censorship. It emphasizes that more accurate information is the best way to correct falsehoods. In combating harmful lies, the public sector should clearly label false content as untrue and restrict its spread. Lies can cause significant harm, taking away liberty or property and damaging reputations. Under common law, individuals have a property interest in their reputation, and libel undermines this value. The trend of cancel culture, where public figures are shamed through allegations, often stems from libelous statements. In 2012, the Supreme Court ruled that the First Amendment protects falsehoods unless they cause serious harm, but today, it's time to rethink this. Are we okay with letting destructive lies slide in the name of free speech? Let's dive in and figure out if it's worth it. Empower freedom of speech. Lessons from United States v. Alvarez. In 2012, the Supreme Court made a significant ruling in the case of United States v. Alvarez. The case involved Xavier Alvarez, who falsely claimed to have received a Congressional Medal of Honor. Despite facing charges under the Stolen Valor Act, the court ruled in Alvarez's favor, citing the protection of the First Amendment. The decision may seem surprising to some, but it underscores an important aspect of freedom of speech. By shielding Alvarez from prosecution, the court emphasized the value of allowing individuals to express themselves, even if their claims are false or misleading. One key takeaway from this case is the importance of promoting counterspeech. Rather than resorting to legal punishment, the court suggested that the best way to combat false claims is through active dialogue and discussion. Lying can lead to legal consequences, such as perjury or giving false statements to the FBI. However, the Alvarez decision protected some forms of lying, emphasizing free speech. Social media spreads harmful misinformation. The rise of social media has led to an increase in the spread of false information, a trend that has worsened since the Alvarez decision. This situation shows the need for regulatory measures. Democracy relies on freedom of speech, but false statements about government officials and agencies can harm it. History shows that reducing falsehoods often suppresses dissent. However, the United States has managed to maintain free speech while banning harmful deceptions like fraud, false advertising, perjury, and impersonating an FBI agent. These types of falsehoods are generally damaging and illegal. False statements can sometimes be helpful. For instance, studying lies can help us understand the mindset of those who spread them. Truth bias is a common human tendency where people remember false statements as true over time. This bias is stronger than the ability to remember true statements as false. In one study, jurors couldn't ignore negative information about defendants even when they knew it was wrong. This highlights the importance of recognizing and overcoming truth bias to make better judgments. Falsehoods spread faster due to novelty, conformity, and group polarization. Counterspeech's effectiveness in addressing falsehoods is weak because false information spreads more rapidly than the truth. One reason for this is that people prefer novel information, even if it's false. Research by Dartmouth's Sarush Vasoi and MIT colleagues found that Twitter users reacted with more disgust and surprise to false rumors compared to their reactions to true statements. Conformity helps spread false information. People trust other statements when they have good reasons to believe them. Renowned psychologist Solomon Asch conducted groundbreaking experiments to uncover the power of social influence. In one study, participants were asked to match the length of lines. When surrounded by a group providing correct answers, individuals rarely veered off track. However, when faced with a unanimous but incorrect consensus, nearly 37% of participants succumbed to the group's sway. This phenomenon extends beyond the laboratory, shaping our online interactions. Group discussions can push individuals toward more extreme viewpoints, a phenomenon known as group polarization. This tendency influences the spread of both truthful information and deliberate falsehoods. Defamation law prevents lies and compensates victims. In the United States, defamation laws differ across states, but they generally categorize libel as written defamation and slander as verbal defamation. These laws aim to deter defamatory behavior and provide compensation to victims. However, merely speaking out against false claims may not always halt their spread, especially when people are driven by motivated reasoning, which leads them to adopt falsehoods because they find them appealing. For over 1791 years, from the Bill of Rights ratification to 1963, states had the upper hand in creating and enforcing defamation laws. This meant they could pretty much set the rules as they saw fit. Why? Well, because the First Amendment's freedom of speech didn't cover everything people said. But everything changed with a landmark Supreme Court case called New York Times Company v. Sullivan, the actual malice standard in libel cases. In Montgomery, Alabama, during the Civil Rights Movement, Police Commissioner L.B. Sullivan sued a civil rights organization for publishing an ad in the Times that criticized the police department's harsh treatment of protesters. Although Sullivan wasn't named in the ad, he claimed it contained lies about the police. He won $500,000 in a state court ruling that said the ad harmed his reputation as a public official. However, the Supreme Court disagreed, establishing that for a public official to claim libel damages, the speaker must have acted with actual malice. This means the speaker must have knowingly lied or made false statements with reckless disregard for the truth. In a landmark case, Gertz v. Robert Welch Incorporated, the Supreme Court set a standard for holding accountable those who spread false information about regular folks. If someone makes a harmful and untrue statement about you, and they didn't do their homework to check if it was true, you can seek damages. This ruling is all about balancing the scales, making sure people aren't scared to speak their minds. The court wants us to understand that freedom of speech means sometimes letting lies slide to protect the bigger truth. Libel lawsuits don't solve all falsehood issues. Libel laws, which demand different standards of proof for public figures and ordinary individuals, need an update in the age of social media. Today, spreading falsehoods is as easy as a click, but so is correcting them. Social media giants like Twitter and Facebook now warn users about false content and provide subject matter disclosures. It's time for a legal push to make these practices universal across all platforms. Just as traditional media outlets must correct defamatory statements, so should social media platforms. By enforcing these changes, we can strike a better balance between freedom of speech and accountability in our digital world. Requiring those who share false information online to pay small fines and remove harmful content can encourage responsible behavior. For instance, Facebook's approach of pushing harmful content down in users' feeds, where it's less visible, could set a new standard for the industry. Expand accountability for false statements. Libel lawsuits offer limited solutions, failing to fully address the wide-reaching harm caused by false claims about taxes, the legal system, public safety, and health. However, certain defamatory statements carry immediate, probable, and severe consequences, justifying compensation for damages. Artificial intelligence-generated videos, known as deepfakes, pose a serious risk akin to slander. These manipulative clips can portray individuals engaging in activities or saying things they never did, potentially damaging their reputation. Such deceptive content has the power to disrupt political campaigns and sway elections. For instance, a falsified video might portray a candidate as intoxicated or engaging in unlawful behavior, misleading the public and impacting their electoral prospects. The government should regulate deepfake content. Governments may regulate or even outlaw deepfakes if they seriously damage someone's reputation. New laws could include fines for those who break them, drawn from existing libel laws. These regulations might also establish a property right to your reputation. In 2019, Facebook banned deepfakes, but they still allow altered videos and deepfakes that show actions without words. Facebook permits political campaigns to share false information. Before the 2018 midterm elections, Facebook removed posts with incorrect facts about voting. Yet, social media continues to spread misinformation, endangering democracy's future. Key points. 1. False statements, whether intentional lies or honest mistakes, can harm public health, safety, and democracy. 2. The First Amendment protects free speech but should distinguish between harmful lies and innocuous falsehoods. 3. Counterspeech advocates for combating lies with truth rather than government censorship. 4. Social media exacerbates the spread of misinformation, highlighting the need for regulation. 5. Defamation laws aim to deter false claims, but may not effectively address the spread of falsehoods online. 6. Deepfakes pose a significant threat to individuals' reputations and electoral processes, requiring government regulation. 7. Learning to recognize and overcome truth bias is crucial for making informed judgments in the face of deception.